listeners, yes, that means you, missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
I'll tell you, that's funny when someone gets racial with you when you're white, because you're not allowed to get racial back. It's against the rules. You can't do the shit, so it's like awkward. It's like the other dude's going, I fucking crack him! You fucking white boy! You're like, you fucking jerk. No, you can't do it, because the second you get racial when you're white, then all of a sudden they wheel out that podium and they have like the press conference. You know what I mean? You gotta be standing on, I disgraced the company. I'd like to apologize to all the members of my family. I'd just like to state for the record, there was no air conditioning on the subway. I wasn't thinking clearly. I took some cold medications. I'd just like to apologize. I have nothing against Mexicans. I went to Tijuana. I had a great time. Please, I need this job. Please don't do this. You ever see the white dude up there? He fucked up. He's just up there begging for his job. Please, come on, I got a mortgage. That's how white dudes, we get uptight sometimes, man. We get nervous in those situations because with political correctness, you're not even trying to say some shit. That podium can come out of nowhere. You're not even treated as like, yeah, I think I'm getting a shirt. What shirt? The black shirt. What the fuck did you say? I said black shirt. I should have said African-American shirt. I apologize. I meant no offense to anybody. Please, I'm already 2 months behind on my rent. Please don't do this. Please. Oh, shit, they got me. You ever see that? Like, the dude's always like, the white dude behind the podium always thinks he's going to get his job back, too. That's what kills me. The shit is over. If you're white and the second you get behind that podium, the shit is over. Whether you did it or not, white people have done so much evil shit. Somebody's got to go down. Once every 6 months, the machine got to eat one white dude. Spit him out. Whether he did the shit or not. So it's just like, dude, stop crying. Just pack your shit up. Disassemble your cubicle because you're going home. Grow a mustache. Come back in 6 months. Maybe we can work it through. We can work it back through.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
I guess welcome to Dutch and Royce. I guess Dutch shows up whenever he wants to the show. It's fine. Dutch could show up whenever
okay,
he wants.
Apparently.
To Dutch and Royce. No, shut up, sir. I'm doing the intro. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Dutch shows up a little bit late. It's fine. I'm sorry, Dutch. What happened? I'm just sitting here listening to the funky
beats. What happened is that Mitch didn't put a previously on. I thought I had another 2 minutes left.
Are you blaming
me,
Mitch?
And I realized halfway through me smoking a cigarette, oh, no. He didn't put one in there, and I forgot to put it in the playlist. I have nothing in the playlist. So I normally schedule out my breaks in that
Mitch,
manner. And
did
yeah.
you just pass the buck to Mitch?
Mitch,
I didn't schedule your
on.
Playlist.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not Mitch's fault that you're an absent-minded boob.
Well, dude, where's the previously on?
Let me guess. Sherry didn't remind you?
No, she reminded me. I just didn't make one.
Oh, this.
Well, anyways, thanks for. By the way, hey, it's December 23rd, 2014. You're on morelikeradio.com. You're listening to Dutch and Royce. I obviously am late Dutch Joel Van Wagenen here with my co-host Royce Lopez.
I already said hi like 5 minutes ago.
I know you did, but I have to do the things. Otherwise, I'm OCD like that. Marie Lopez is here as well.
I am here as well.
Also, doesn't do his job, producer Mitch.
I like to call myself Lazy Mitch.
I like it.
Sherry Dahl.
No, she's not here.
She's not there?
No.
Nah, she's not feeling good.
Sean. Oh, it's just the four. Dude, we got the old gang back together.
I know, seriously. Now you just got to call fucking Nick from the Sugar Lounge, and then we're fucking set.
I still have his number. Should we give him a call?
No, please don't. I don't like him. He's smarmy. He bothers me.
Dude, it's been 5 years.
Like, I know. He's probably dead.
More than likely. Dude, you remember like his old girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's like a model for Maxim now.
By the way, speaking of girlfriends or whatever, we ended the last show with
me. Sherry's real. You've met her.
Not you, Mitch. I know
she's just behind me. I don't know if you saw it, but.
So why don't you explain? Because we talked off air with her, but, you know, on air, the people don't know what's going on in Joel Van Wingerden's love life.
Well, right now she's currently cooking me shrimp scampi.
As she should be.
As exactly. Is tradition.
No, her name's Kelsey. She'll be joining the show in a second.
By the way, yeah, the girls like her now, so you have another problem on your hands.
I know. She told me. She's like, yeah, they've all been messaging me and grilling me about
Don't you. Worry, Dutch. I won't point out that the Broncos thing behind your bed was made by your ex-girlfriend. I wouldn't do that. That'd be fucked up
for
me.
Oh, she knows. She doesn't care.
Fuck.
She's super cool like that.
Take all the fun out of everything. Hate you. Your face. No, that's cool, though.
The number is 954-573-2780. We're on live, obviously.
We are? Well, now I'm nervous.
No Hippo Juice shows next 2 weeks because they coincide with, obviously, the...
Black Friday.
That too. No, that was a couple weeks
the
ago.
The Eves Sixes.
No, but anyways. So, if you guys want to get in touch with us, our Twitters are also Joel Dutch, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, and Shim Heil. Ooh, that was an easy one to get through. There's only four of us tonight.
Oh.
It was the last time that only the four of us did a show together.
Ah, it's been a while.
Which was the original lineup to begin with.
It's been a while.
It's actually, nice. The OG lineup was you and Nick.
Yeah. That's true.
The OG was just me and Royce for a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. I helped.
Christ. By the way, remember, this is reminding me, just because you reminded me of an old show, and this guy blew up on YouTube, and we had him on our show, and we actually fought him. Remember that Rucka Rucka Ali guy that called in to Dutch and Royce, the guy who made those parody songs?
Oh, I vaguely do.
Yeah, cool. Whatever. He pretended to be like a wigger, and he would make these funny songs. And I had a fight with him on Twitter, and then he called in the show, and we actually
liked him, right?
Right. The guy is not fucking videos of like 4 or 5 million views. It's bothersome. It's bothersome to me that I fought him instead of being nice to him. I'm right. Such an idiot. Like
we were actually more popular than him back then.
I know. I'm so self-destructive. self-destructive. I don't know what my problem is.
Well, you mellowed out.
I'm better. I will say that I think my attitude's bad. I haven't got any real fights or nothing.
No, you don't Twitter fight people anymore.
Nah.
Yeah, you're not beating up 12-year-olds to like Reba McEntire or anything like that.
Well, there haven't been around any of them, to be fair. So it's hard to judge that because, I mean, I still really hate them. But, however, I don't know. You know, looking back, do I regret the things I did? No. Do I wish I was meaner? Probably. I mean, I guess I've not changed at all. If anything, I've gotten worse. I apologize.
Gotten worse.
Sorry.
Hold on. Where's Sherry? What's she doing? Is she with her family?
She's sick. Oh. I'm getting a massage.
A sick massage?
A sick massage, yes.
Huh.
Ew.
She signed up for that scam, which is Massage Envy.
Marie signed up for that scam.
No.
It's not a scam. It's just...
It's a scam.
Totally a scam.
Hey, I mean, prepay for all of these massages for a
never
year.
Actually filling out.
But here's the thing: like, if you want massages, you go on after you filter through sex, you go on Craigslist, and there really are real actual masseuses that on the side do it cheaper. So just do that, and then also get a hand job. I mean, why not? It's cheaper with a hand job. I guarantee you the massage.
I haven't done that before.
Have you guys ever done that? No, I've never done that.
So the happy ending massages,
mostly because I'm not into Asians. That's the only real reason.
Right.
And also to pay for, I mean, I don't know. Paying for sex, I get. Paying for a hand job is like
hand
renting.
Hand job plus massage.
Paying for a hand job is like renting a moped. Yeah, you rented a car, but it's a fucking moped. Was it
you
worth it?
You are paying for the massage and getting analogy. The happy ending.
No, but you know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, I have a moped. After it wears off, you're like, I should have got a
I'm
Jeep.
I'm still buying a moped.
No, you're like, I should have got a car because now I'm stuck with this thing for the whole weekend. And if I want to go to the restaurant, my hair's going to be fucked up. Fucking idiot. So yeah, great job. So it's never worth it. It's like, yay, I got a hand job. You can have your own hands. You could do that. Sex, you can't fuck yourself. Can't blow yourself. Well, some guys, but most guys can't. So I get paying for that.
Try.
Right.
I don't know, man. Like, I've never, a lot of people have done that, and I've never once, like, thought, oh, I'm going to go get a happy ending. But even though, like, recently, like, my new, like, porn thing, you know, like, the reality porn stuff, and you can kind of tell this is fake, that's real, right. Whatever. The one that I've actually kind of been into now has been, like, one of those hidden camera, you know, not only happy ending. Well, I think it's called like happy tuggings or something like that. If you guys know what I'm talking about, like where they're at a like massage.
Oh yeah,
place,
yeah, yeah. Where they have
actually
like
fuck them on like tables.
Yeah, hidden camera. Yeah, hidden. Like they act like it's hidden. Some there are some real hidden camera ones.
This one is real, and the reason nice. Why is because I know it's right outside of a military base in Nevada. And you can tell that every guy that's there is just by their haircuts, they're all military.
Was it
dudes.
Is it an Area 51 fucking hand job place where the
I don't know
where the hand jobs are out of this world?
All I know is that it's 100% legal, and like these dudes like sign things, but they don't read the fine print that says, "By the way, we're filming you with three cameras."
Yeah, when you no, I get it. No, I know what you mean. Room.
And you can tell they're all military guys.
You know like, what I've dude, been into? Kind of similar to what you're into, but except like if you search for like maids that they pay at hotels to like fuck guys and they put a hidden camera.
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, go online. Like you do. I think it's called what's it called? On duty or something. Like it's a play on words or whatever.
Duty.
But it's
duty.
About you know these guys that go to hotels and they put hidden cameras in there and then they'll actually haggle with the maid and most maids are poor, you know, so they'll pay them some extra money. They'll fuck them on camera, huh? Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, I wrote so much. I should probably look into this.
Yeah, look into it. It's pretty good. It's not a bad one. I mean, you have to be into ethnic maids, I guess, because there's not really that many hot white maids. You have to understand that.
Right.
Oh, you're saying there's a market?
For hot white maids, probably. Oh, another one is Pizza Dare, where the... it's,
come on.
No, seriously, Pizza Dare. Have you heard this?
That just sounds silly. Well,
oh, well, it's...
Actually, no. Before I judge it, tell me what it is.
When I explain it, it's pretty funny. It's a... Girls go online and they order pizza, and when the guy comes, they answer the door with a towel, and then they film themselves dropping the towel completely naked underneath and seeing the reaction and completing the transaction, and then they post it online and dare one of their other friends to do it, kind of like that. Now, there's other ones where it has gone further, and there's a couple of them where they've actually blown the pizza guy, and it's a real pizza guy. It's
can
not
we do this?
Hold on, it's not staged because you could tell some just fat yeah, Mexican.
If
dude.
You're a porn aficionado like we are,
yeah,
you can tell. No, when trust the one's a fake, when one's a fake.
It's like okay. A fat Mexican in one of them that you could tell is a pizza delivery guy that
would never do that on purpose.
That pulled up in his Tercel.
How did it go from dropping a towel to?
It's the internet. One up. You have to
let me blow you.
One up each other. You one up each other. Like, oh, yeah.
You don't one-up yourselves into blowing a fat Mexican pizza delivery dude.
Well, maybe if you have a still made her pay for it, too.
If you, here's the thing is that, like, I told you guys years ago that I was in, like, one of those amateur couple porn things. These dudes who just had money showed up and said, hey, we'll pay you guys $1,000 if we can film you guys fucking, like, if you're, like, with your girlfriend at a party. Like, they would just show up at, like, these random, like, college parties. And like they're like, nobody else has to see it. Just you guys in the back room. We you know, our side is all about like getting legitimate, you know, actual couples fucking on camera when they're drunk, that kind of thing. That's the reason why we. So who's to say that there's not a guy who's like that, who has a lot of money, who wants to film for his personal collection, quote, personal collection, who wouldn't like be like, hey, I'll give you $5,000 if you blow up a pizza guy.
No, I'm sure. I mean, I believe it. But I'm just saying, you know,
would you for $5,000?
5,000? Me? I'm a guy.
I would need more. Guy?
How about a girl? I mean, asking a girl, Marie, 5,000, would you blow pizza guy?
I don't think I would.
5,000?
I mean, it's a pizza guy.
10,000.
What if he looked like Royce, though?
It's a good chance he might. 10,000?
If it were worth a new car, I'd consider it.
If it were worth a new car, I'd make you.
Okay, so 20,000? What do brand new cars go for these days?
Let's say 20 G's. 20 G's is you get a nice new 20, car. 20 G's you get a nice new car.
Yeah.
That's That's not bad. That's
pretty good. Can I get the upgrade, though?
No.
Like with the rear view camera?
Going back to what I said before, we're going to get the 20 G's and spend it on mopeds.
No, that's awful.
It's happening.
That's
mopeds for everyone.
That's awful. I would have too many mopeds.
It's a lot of mopeds.
How many mopeds with $20,000? 20.
I think 20 of them.
Probably like 20 mopeds.
Can you imagine when you, because we don't own our home, so moving, having to move more than one moped?
You're right.
Well, you Marie, how did you guys get so many Lopeds? Jesus Christ.
Lopeds or Lopez mopeds.
Right.
They're also low rise.
Yeah.
It's a funny story. I blew a pizza.
Like, we have this many because
Marie I blew a pizza delivery guy and I got all these mopeds. Oh. It was worth it.
I don't know, but what if it's a hot young Pete, like a 19-year-old blonde, blue-eyed, just trying to make money?
Girl?
Pizza guy.
Guy.
Girl. Oh, girl. Okay. 5,000.
I've had a few good-looking pizza delivery girls over the years.
Me too. Yeah, I get the girls that are
after
just...
After you close the door, you immediately go like, that's something out of a porn.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just sit there and jerk it after they leave.
I don't do that. Normally, I'm eating the pizza first. I eat the pizza first because it's warm.
You're fucking weird.
You're weirdo.
By the time you're finished with the pizza, you're tired.
Right. You're right. Good point. You're sleepy. Fuck that.
So can I tell you guys how apparently Universal Studios has a haggle situation going on?
Yes, please. This enraged me.
Okay, what happened?
So my family's in town for Christmas, and they all decided, they insisted during the busiest time of the year to go to Universal to see the expansion Harry Potter section of Universal Studios opened up.
By the way, your armpit's sweating. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sweating. I haven't put deodorant on yet. It's my shower. Anyway, sorry, Marie, I have my hand up.
Yes.
Now, is this your Armenian family or your American, more American type of family?
Brother.
Well, considering both my brothers came from the same group of parents.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like the ones who are like a little more ethnic towards that direction, a little more towards America.
Well, it's a complete like 50-50 mix of my mom and my dad. So I don't know how to answer your question.
Okay, you know how like you have certain like family members that are like straight off the boat, and other ones
cousins.
Yeah, her brothers.
It's her brothers. So
my
they're
direct
like her.
Brothers.
They're male versions of her.
That's all I was asking.
She answered like three times.
Stop screaming at me.
Start listening, stupid.
Her voice is so annoying.
Your voice is annoying.
Everyone's voice is annoying. So I have an annual pass, as I should, but they don't.
I hate your voice.
They don't. So they had to buy their day pass tickets to go into Universal to
More
get
like
it.
Gay pass tickets.
Yes.
Your camera on, stupid.
And they just wanted the one day, the one park. They just wanted to see the new ride. That's it. No bells or whistles. No park hopping. No 3-day passes.
Well,
no,
you have to pay extra for bells and whistles? That's weird.
Yeah, you do.
It's weird.
So they go up and we get the most...
Indian?
No, not Indian. Middle Eastern?
Packy.
Whatever have you.
Whoa!
Is the teller.
Mm-hmm. And it's not racist over here.
And my brother just like straight up says, you know, I just need one day, one park, you know, normal ticket. $230.
Oh, I like money.
Did he bring his girlfriend or wife with?
It's 200.
Yes.
But no, it was for one ticket. So
one ticket. No, there was three of them.
That much
but
for one? I thought it was like for
no, that was for
deal.
One ticket.
He said $230, and my brother's like, "Whoa, what? I just want the one day, the one park." Oh, okay, $134. No, that still sounds way too high. I just want to go in there one time, like no other places. And the guy kept arguing with him to the point where my brother's like, "Dude, just." I know it's not on the side. I just want to go in here. I don't want to park hop. I know there's a Harry Potter on the other. Just
so the
right
guy,
here.
The guy's trying to upsell him by saying, well, you don't want to do Harry Potter also and do the other park? Like, is it?
Like,
hold on. If you walk into this knowing you could get the individual.
Yes, of course.
Everyone knows you can get a one day, one park. It's a normal thing. And the teller was pretending like it never existed.
What I don't understand is they sell tickets. So it's not like they make commission. So what does he get for upselling you? Like, I don't understand. It's are they preying on tourists that don't know any better and just going to throw money at them?
Maybe
and
then, they do make like a backhanded type of commission. You know what I mean? Like maybe like their supervisors directly above them and go, hey, right. look, you know, if you mark down the amount of passes you make or that you sell for that, maybe right. you'll get this. I don't know.
I don't know. It didn't make sense. And so my brother just kept getting angry. He had to argue with the guy about what he was purchasing.
Yeah, Domino says, holy shit, that's like being at a bazaar. Yes, that's right.
It's exactly what it was. It was like he right. was trying to barter and haggle like to meet someone.
No, it's like Sony Guts. It's like Sony Guts.
And they're just like, can I speak to a manager or something? Like, I just need the one day. And he wouldn't even bring a manager over. It was like, to a point where we're like, okay, it's already 2:00. We're only doing the one park. Do we really have time to go and fucking speak to a manager and complain about this guy? Can we just go into the park? We didn't even have time to complain. I wanted to complain to somebody because that guy was a fucking asshole.
Now, this is the same park when we went on Halloween Horror Nights that my sister got run into by one of the people that was playing a chainsaw person. Now, of course, the chainsaw doesn't have a chain on it, but she still ran into him with the metal part, and my sister had a big black and blue welt on her stomach.
Because was going on?
As will happen.
I vaguely remember the story, but what was going on?
Halloween Horror Nights every year is like where they do, you know, they make the whole park haunted at night, and they have people in costumes running around and scaring you, you know?
Right.
So they have guys that are pretending to be chainsaw murderers, you know, but the chainsaws, obviously, they turn on, but they don't have chains, you know, so no one can get hurt.
So it's just a big metal spatula.
Right. But they were running around and they're running and they ran right into my sister.
Jabbed her in her side.
With a fucking chainsaw.
She had a big old welt.
She had a welt, humongous welt in her stomach. So then I go, we go to guest services and I say, listen, I need my money back. The guy goes, we don't do refunds here.
It's my money and I want it now.
We won't. It was J.G. Wentworth that was here. We don't do refunds here. And I was like, no. You're going to do a refund for this. The guy hit her with a chainsaw. He goes, maybe I could give you like half back. I raised my sister's shirt. I go, look at her stomach.
Look at these fat titties.
I go, look at her stomach. The guy goes.
Oh, for tits, yeah.
The guy goes, okay, I'll give you a refund. He gives us a refund back.
I love big titties.
And I think I complain, but they don't care. The thing is, Universal's not like Disney.
They don't give
Universal
two
doesn't give up. Remember, Universal's owned by Comcast. So just like Comcast.
The complaint system is the worst.
Give a shit.
No. Here's one more Universal stuck story.
Okay.
So obviously, I got married this year and changed my last name.
Oh, that sucks so bad. When? I was there for it. I DJ'd it. I feel bad for you.
I do right? not. I don't remember this.
Right?
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. So I call them up before we start going to the obligatory, I have to take my family to Universal Studios because they're all in town, to ensure that my annual pass is still active and to update my mailing address and to change my last name because all that's changed since whenever. So they do all that except for the last name. And the woman's like, oh, yeah, no problem. Just take your new driver's license and go to customer service. We'll just need to validate it through, you know, some legal document. They'll go ahead and print you out a new one right there. And I'm like, well, that sounds easy. Thank you, person on the phone. I will do that. So I get to the customer service line and I'm like, hey, I just need to change my last name. I called ahead and they're just like, I just need a driver's license. So here's my driver's license. Can I change my name, please? And they're like, yeah, see, here's the thing. So because you didn't pay for it up front, because you're on the monthly program where it just renews, you're on a contract and we can't just change what's on the contract. So if you want to like sign up with a new contract, then we could probably like, you know, change your name that way. But otherwise, there's just no way we can do this.
But Marie Sarkeesian is legally dead, and there is no more Marie Sarkeesian. Is now Royce Lopez. Means,
but
you know that when my grandmother died, she had an annual pass, and we said, "Hey, my grandmother died. We kind of get the money back." And Universal goes, "You got to bring a death certificate." And I said, "Are you fucking serious?
You've got to be kidding me!
This is 100% true.
Wow,
100%
little
true.
Little known fact: Universal Studios." Annual contracts are legally binding.
Nothing says fun vacation like bringing a death certificate.
You cannot change, modify, or addend to said contract. It is etched in stone.
So, I mean, moral of the story is my grandma still has an annual pass.
I don't know who's paying for it.
No clue. It's weird. Oh, fuck. But yeah, whatever. Sorry. So anyway, that's anyway. That, like, can I point out real quick? Can I point out that it's December 23rd and I am wearing a fucking tank top because it was 85 degrees today in Florida. I just want to point that out, that it was fucking hot as fucking balls here and it's sad and terrible. There's mosquitoes in December.
Well, you live in Florida. You live in Florida. You're living in the swamp.
Me. Shut up.
No, dude. It was. What was it? It was like negative 25, felt like. It was
then why are your pits so sweaty?
I don't know. Want to know why? Because I had like 13 layers on before I came on the air, and I'm like, oh, it's hot.
Oh, I thought he was going to say I had 13 coffees before the show. He just starts sweating.
No, I actually think it was because I had all the layers on, you know. Mm.
Trident layers. Layer,
so.
No one ever pays me in Trident layers.
So, okay, I sent you guys an article. It's about the men who are calling themselves meninists to take a stand against feminism. Have you guys seen this
yet? I've heard about it.
It's a Twitter trend that's been going on. I'll post it in the chat room.
It's not like Mennonites.
No, not
totally
that.
Totally different thing. I got into the wrong group.
I actually went to a Mennonite college, oddly enough. But
really?
Yeah. Well, the denomination was, but like, it's not like the traditional kind of thing. That's like saying that like Baptists, you know, are constantly drowning, kill children or whatever.
But they are.
No, that's like not the old true. School. They're not like Amish.
I'm going to Snopes it. I think you're wrong. I think Baptists are killing kids. I mean, I'm not 100%. But I'll look it up. Sorry.
Well, anyways, yeah, men are calling themselves Mennonites.
I pulled it up. There are a Christian group based around the Church of Communities of the Anabaptist denominations named after Memo Simons of 1496 and 1560.
Yep.
This is the weird thing they bring up on the show. Through his writing, Simon articulated.
She brought up Mennonites.
Oh, okay, just I'm sorry.
Like a little, it was apologize. Supposed to be like a little peppering side thing. It wasn't supposed to be like a real thing.
I don't really like pepper. I like salsa.
Okay. But anyways, just in case you were tired of the online backlash against feminism.
I really am tired of it.
A Twitter hashtag advocating for Mennonism.
I love hashtags.
The first picture is a dude with you know, a system of a down beard. It says...
He looks like Mersh. Yeah, Mersh with the system of a down beard.
He's holy, holding really up a sign that says, I need Mennonism because the movie... Magic Mike promotes an unrealistic expectation on how men's bodies should look. So that's like this kind of the start of it.
It's true. I expect everyone to have abs like that now.
You're in a fucking sad place then.
I know.
Because that bitch, that ain't happening.
Mennonism isn't a new concept. The BBC reported on it last year, describing
Big Black
it
Cock?
As a hashtag started by men sharing jokes. But said that some were also using it to express difficulties of being a man in the 21st century.
Hmm.
And then if anybody could post a picture of
see,
the
I get,
one.
I get what they're doing. They're going against feminism. I see it. I see what they're doing.
It gets better though.
Does it?
So this is more like online bullying? The surface of it. So, here we go. Over the last month, the hashtag Mennonist Twitter hashtag has picked up steam and now features memes and questions of why men can't be on the same equality as women. Why don't guys under 6 feet get a chance? DJ says.
Because I don't want to have to look down on them.
That's another thing, too.
Okay,
like,
I pulled up another article about it, Dutch. It says, it is a brand of prepackaged Scott mints sold in stores and vending machines, first produced in the Netherlands in 1949.
No, that's Manila. That's probably Manila wafers.
No.
Mentos?
I'm sorry, Mitch.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong one.
I apologize.
Mentos,
that's on me.
Mentos, freshness, fresh goes better.
Sorry, go ahead, Dutch.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Obviously, you know, short dudes get look. By the way, number one turnoff is being short. Is that real? I mean, I wish that D and Sherry were on because they
that's
would be
that's my turn off too. I hate short people.
You hate short dudes?
Oh.
Short dudes.
Yeah, dudes.
Totally hate short dudes.
That's what I meant.
No, but wait, what is considered short?
Anyone shorter than me.
3'7".
That's the thing. If you're shorter than a girl, she's automatically turned off to you.
That makes sense.
Unless you have like an amazing personality.
Or have a lot of money.
A ton of money.
All right, I have another article here.
Chelsea, no, hold on. There's more to this. Scroll down, dude.
No. It's about this. It says,
Oh, okay. Go
ahead. Is a bright streak of light in the sky, a shooting star or falling star?
Meteorite.
Oh, sorry.
I think you're missed. You're not reading this right, buddy.
I apologize. Go ahead, Dutch. It's on me.
Manimist.
Okay.
Not meteorite. Minimus? Or Mentos. Or go whatever. No. If you scroll down, the one that says, like, there's a picture of a girl who's wearing
hot.
It just says, reason to hate girls, Menemist Twitter. And it says, she posts a sexy picture of herself. And it says, I'm 16, you're all pedophiles.
Well, then call me a pedophile because she's hot.
Like, isn't that, like, not cool? Like, why would you?
That's fucked up. I agree.
That's like saying, that's look how hot I am. You're a pervert. Like, you can't just do that.
You're right.
Here's
you're
my
right.
boobs, perv.
That's like saying, oh, fuck me, rapist. What?
Exactly.
Actually, I want to sell a t-shirt that says, here's my boobs, comma, perv, right on the boobs.
Okay, here it is. Here's the article. Is the name of the area of the Tigris and Euphrates River system corresponding?
Mesopotamia.
Oh.
That's not.
I apologize.
It's not. Mesopotamia. You're not reading this right at all.
Mesopotamia.
Not even close. Although the use of the hashtag now advocates men's right and criticizes women for objectifying men, it was originally hijacked from male feminists. And this guy tweeted, why can't men ever get
from
into a club?
Male, so,
well, you're not being with the right men because I've gotten into plenty of clubs for you, my friend.
So it was taken from men who were defending feminists?
Yes. Male feminists.
And so other men were like, fuck these men defending women. We're going to defend men.
Right. Well, they were doing it, like, I guess, as a joke.
Like, tongue
and
in cheek.
It actually started taking off in the opposite direction in the fact that, like, guys were like, yeah, that's fucked up. Like, why? You know, like, this guy, like, you know, ironically tweeted, why can't she open the door for me? Well, yeah. Why can't she open the door for me?
Because it's heavy.
She's unconscious.
it's a better reason.
That's really mean.
It's a better reason than the one I said. Because I just did my nails.
This guy named Brandon Harper, or Brandino Harper, obviously a male feminist. How about you girls make a guy's day for once? We enjoy cheap gifts, too.
Okay.
I enjoy a nice trinket from time to time.
Here's another article. It says, this is actually Indian name for corn. That's
maize.
It's maize. Okay. Sorry.
Not Mennonism.
I don't know what's happening, guys. I'm trying
you're
to
not,
find it.
You're not even focusing right now. You're
trying.
I'm disappointed in you.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel like you're hearing the M in Mennonism and ignoring all the other letters. is what's happening.
I apologize.
It became a trending topic on Twitter, and people attempted to critique feminism by mocking it and continued to embrace it. So, yes.
What's
you
more,
can take bikini pics with your friends, and I can take shirtless pictures with my friends, and I'm gay.
What is more annoying to you guys? Feminism, Mennonism, or humanism?
Yes!
I like humanism I could deal with because at least both sides are equal. Feminism I can't deal with.
Hold on. I don't know what humanism is.
Humanism is like, it's basically the more hippie version of feminism. But
why does it have to be one or the other? Why can't we just say I respect all humans?
All humans, yeah. That's what that is.
I don't know.
Humanists say, I'm not a feminist or anything else. I'm a humanist.
Now, I believe the term...
I do pushing back at this point.
Mine is... starting to get ridiculous. I think what I like is I'm a racist... Is that correct? Did I say it right? I don't know if I said that right.
Yes.
Okay. I have another article here about it. It says, is a fictional character from the Halloween series of slasher films. He appeared in John Carpenter's Halloween in 1978.
Michael Moore? Or Michael...
Bay.
Michael... Madsen. I don't remember his last name.
Right, you're not getting any of this.
Myers. Michael Myers.
Yep. Okay. No, I wasn't... I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, Austin Powers.
It's not meant to.
By the way, did you guys see Dr. Evil on SNL?
Recently?
Yeah, no, this was like last Saturday.
It was making fun of the North Korea.
Are they a State Farm commercial bringing back old bits from the fucking 90s?
Like, no, they were making fun of North Korea and the terrible evil dictatorship that is Kim Jong-il telling people to just take down a mediocre comedy to show us who's boss.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. You know, I'll give Mike Myers credit too. He actually took a shot at the Love Guru. He made fun of it.
I have a question. Was he the
I have no idea. You're pretending like I still watch the show.
You do watch Saturday Night Live.
No, I don't. I watch clips online like everybody else.
Dude, it was last year
where you were yelling at me going, dude, it's funny. You should watch.
No, that was not last year. There's no way. I wasn't watching it last year.
100% accurate.
From the north of England, it's a very somber Christmas.
Oh, this is the beginning.
With your host, Sam Smith. Goes on top, it's clear to see. Darling, stay with me.
Hello, I'm Sam Smith. Christmas is about spending time with the ones you love, which is why I'm all alone. I'm so very happy that you...
Now, I want to point something out. They didn't even get a real cat.
They didn't bother.
It's a fake cat.
It's a rubber cat.
And also,
that almost makes it better.
Mike Myers got fat.
How old is Austin Powers? Like 15 years old? 20?
We get it. It's Mike Myers. We get it, audience.
Hello, I'm Dr. Evil.
No duh.
Preempted this program because I'm furious that North Korea and Sony Pictures have both given evil organizations a bad name. I mean, what the F, people? It's just so pathetic to see you two fight over a silly comedy. It's like watching two bald men fight over a cone. Who cares? Sony, North Korea, it's time to get a trapper keeper and some loose leaf, because I'm about to take you to school. Let's start with you, North Korea. You're one of the most evil countries in the world, and your act of war is to kill a movie? It's easy to kill a movie. Just move it to January.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Look, I know Kim Jong-un. We went on a Viking River cruise together. I recommend it. It's breathtaking. Let me put it this way. Kim's not with it.
Such a weird thing.
He still watches laser discs. But back to the hackers. First of all, the name. When you guys were sitting around and pitching it, was one guy like, I've got an idea. Let's call ourselves the Guardians of Peace, or the GOP. Way to go, a-holes. There's already a GOP. And they're already an evil organization.
I see what they're doing here, where he's making fun of them for basically doing Austin Powers plot lines. But I don't know if I like Dr. Evil being in the know of all of Dr. Evil's misconceptions about present day and not understanding cultural references.
So you're saying he's breaking the wall of the character?
A little bit.
Well, he has had 15 years to learn.
He's had years to learn, that's true.
Yeah, he has been around for a while.
Uh-huh. Oh, so now that he knows better, he can be sarcastic towards other doctor or other evil dictators.
I like how that's the thing you have issue with.
Well, I mean, Dr. Evil wouldn't notice that GOP standing for the grand old party as well.
I think, Marie, the point is just go, wow, we haven't seen Mike Myers do anything, let alone a Dr. Evil impression in years, and he's picking this time to do it.
Let's finish playing it.
What are you going to do next, GOP? Ask for $1 million.
You see, because he learned that $1 million isn't a lot of money.
Been there, done that, smoked it, humped it, called it an Uber. Still, I suppose you have to give credit to the North Koreans. I haven't seen balls like that in Pyongyang since Dennis Rodman changed into his shorty shorts. But why pick on Sony? They haven't had a hit since The Walkman. Come on, Sony. You thought it was a joke to have James Franco assassinate Kim Jong-un? The man single-handedly almost killed the Oscars. Look, I saw the interview. It was charming. But if you really want to put a bomb in a theater, do what I did. Put in the love guru. And finally, I have one last thing to say. Live from New York, it's Emily!
I had no problem with any of that. I thought that was very funny.
Oh, I liked it except for when they were doing the 1 million, the thing, you know, we get it. He's doing the thing that
he
does.
He's doing the thing.
But that's kind of what people expected. It was kind of hokey to begin with. I mean, why wouldn't he throw that in, right?
I mean, he could have thrown in Goldfinger references. Everyone loved the third one, right?
Nobody watched it.
Right?
I haven't even watched it. And apparently there's a character in there that has a whole lot of, he's like all about being Dutch, and I could have gotten a ton of drops from that, and I still haven't. I've yet to watch the dumb thing.
I love gold. That guy, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Believe me, I've unfortunately watched the third one more than I should have.
I haven't seen it once.
I've watched it more than once, which is sad. You know what I did watch for the first time this weekend, though, is Anchorman 2. And what a load of horseshit that movie was.
Was it bad?
Oh, so bad.
It was the biggest crap fest that's ever crapped a crap fest. Just, you know what happened?
Okay, I want to ask you. Tell me why.
Anchorman, I want to ask you, did you honestly expect it to be good, though?
Let me explain something. Anchorman 1, the reason it was good is because I feel that they must have cut out a lot of material. In this one, they just kept the entire script, cut every improvised, left every improvised joke to the point where it becomes annoying. There was a singing scene, like, not where they're singing together, like, you know, a song, like, but they, a choreographed dance scene. Okay, a choreographed dance scene. It was weird. It wasn't that fun. The only laugh really twice in the movie.
Yeah, there was. And the thing is, I was telling my brothers this too, is I don't even remember what it was I laughed at anymore. Like, I don't even remember the one joke that made me laugh out loud. I can't even recall it now. And I watched it 2 days ago on Netflix.
I laughed when they spoke crack on air. That was pretty funny. But that's about it.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
When they were smoking crack, I will agree. That's because anyone smoking, the fact they were smoking crack on cable was pretty hilarious. But besides that, no, the movie was just, it was bad.
It was really bad. Like, there's a whole scene where he just decided to move and live in a lighthouse for several years.
That's probably one of those things that, like, you know, it struck gold like right when it first hit, because it was such a weird concept and such a like a goofy premise to begin with that it was really funny at the time. But trying to it's like when the whole Borat thing hit and then they try to do it again with Bruno.
My wife.
You know what I mean? Like the whole
my wife
trying to recapture that.
How much? Very nice.
Now, here's the most disappointing part.
I'm bringing it back.
About Anchorman 2 is that Kristen Wiig was in it, and she was playing Counter Brick as another dumb
female
Brick. Wiig does that character so well.
Wiig's great.
She is hilarious and plays awkward like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. She wasn't even doing well there, and I don't blame her. I think she was doing the best with what she was given. But it was just like, what are you doing? You're giving Brick a love interest? He loved Lamp.
Loud noises!
Yes.
And, you know, Mitch, you're right. I mean, I don't know if I was expecting it to be amazing or anything, but I expected it to be funny. Like, for example, and this isn't just fucking sucking up the full Lord. This is being honest. Going into 22 Jump Street, if I'm being honest, I was worried that it was going to be bad, right? Because you figure, okay, what the fuck? But the fact that they addressed, hey, this is a sequel, made it funnier because it was self-aware. You know what I mean? I kind of thought Anchorman 2 was going to do that, you know, where it was going to be self-aware that it was but it just felt really forced and
yeah, I can see your high. I can see your hopes and what you wanted it to be. But right. I never saw Anchorman 2 ever being, you know, funny like the first one. I always imagined when they said, oh yeah, Anchorman 2 is coming, oh my god, it's gonna be terrible.
Yeah, I looked at Anchorman 2 the same way I would have looked at like
Napoleon Dynamite 2. Dutch Jinx, I swear to god, I was gonna say
this is the reason why we are the partners that we are, my friend.
I swear to god, my next analogy was gonna be like, I like Napoleon Dynamite, but if a sequel was coming out, I'd be like, why are you doing this? Why? You know,
6 years together, my friend. That's what we do.
Like, you can't have a Memento 2, you know? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Memento 2, he remembers.
You strike gold one time. You know, it's like capturing lightning in a bottle. Like, there's certain things that you just can't recreate. And that's the one thing that annoys me about.
I mean, you can't have one.
We were watching, dude, they're making a Transporter. Taken 3.
Why? Who are they taking? His fucking pride?
Apparently they kill dignity? His wife and then take it, I don't know.
Whoa, spoilers.
They give it away. Go ahead, Kelsey. I'm sorry.
I said now you just ruined it.
Spoilers. Well, no, they ruined it in the commercial.
First one. Diplomatic said, community.
The wife's dead. Why would they do that?
My wife.
Why would they do that?
My wife.
Because they want to rape everything that you love.
That, you know, that makes sense. You know, Marie, thank you. That's exact. They want to rape everything that you love. They want to take everything that you love, hold it to everything you love's face down in a pillow and just rape it.
And just come all over it. Yeah. And just,
Oh, you used to like Anchorman? Oh, you used to like Anchorman? Take this in the butt. You like Anchorman now? You don't like Anchorman anymore, right? And the thing is, the problem with those sequels is, in a way, it kind of ruins sometimes the original movie.
It really does.
You know,
but like when one movie makes so much money, you know, a studio is going to pressure, you know, they'd be like, dude, look, we're going to pay you guys this amount of money because we know we're going to get a return on it.
Okay, so. I have a proposition for Hollywood then.
$20,000 and you blow it to the delivery
guy.
Let
me call up Hollywood real quick. Hold on.
Call Hollywood.
Do you have Hollywood on the phone?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Let me know when he's up. Mr. Hollywood, do you hear me?
We got him.
Okay, so
Mr. Take it away, Hollywood. Frank.
I have a proposition for you. So you take these good movies that everyone has fond memories of, and you make remakes to them, and you make them terrible.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
What if? Okay. What if?
I don't get it. Okay, hold on. What does if mean?
Okay, let's say we have a movie that did really bad.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Like Geely.
Uh huh.
And we remake that one.
I love that movie.
Oh, so you can make it better.
Yeah.
Right. To
the second time around, it'll be better because like reboot. It can't be worse.
Yeah, right. Reboot it. You fix what was wrong in the original Geely.
Like, for example, right. Birdemic 2 was better than the first Birdemic.
Exactly. First one was really good, though.
Let's throw more money into it, but no new writers or plot lines.
like the Transformer series.
Yes.
Makes sense. I like it. It's perfect.
Is there a way...
Yes.
To strip somebody of their like director's license. I don't know if that's a real thing, but I don't think Michael Bay should have one.
Give me your badge and your gun, Michael Bay.
Yes.
You're fired.
Can we do that?
Can we fire Michael
He's
Bay?
He's so bad.
Can we fire Michael Bay from like the industry?
But you know what? I was reading an article on Crack the other day and they were saying like things that people hate that are surprisingly popular. Everybody hates Michael Bay. No one admits to liking him, but his movie makes billions of dollars. Everybody hates Nickelback.
I don't know why.
Hold on.
He attaches himself to things that people are going to watch, like the Ninja Turtles, like Transformers, like every project he's ever done.
It's like the awkward guy in a group of cool people that they can't get rid of that one guy.
Right.
Well, everybody also likes Coors, so...
Dutch is drinking Coors. Perfect example. Yep. Perfect example... I can't believe you're actually drinking Coors Dutch when he said that. That's fucking hilarious.
Rocky Mountain High. I'm
in Colorado, my friend.
The bottle turned blue to let you know it's cold.
Your sponsor, if you want to get the label that tells you if it's hot or
cold.
Because
you had to remind him of the
alcohol. You couldn't remember what the other
thing
was.
Thank you.
Hold on. I was going to make a joke of
no, you
if
weren't.
It's hot or not hot.
No, that's not true. You weren't going to do that. You're wrong.
Hot or...
Thank you for tempted?
I wish Dutch would turn blue right. I wish Dutch would turn blue right now in cold.
That means he wants you to die.
I got it.
But the other example was like Nickelback. Everybody hates Nickelback, but they fucking sell out concerts. How? We're gonna make me laugh.
Because I like what I'm used to and comfortable with, and I don't like things that are different.
Makes sense. I get it.
I don't like change.
Domino says banquet beer for Dutch.
No, that's cool.
I don't like change.
Thank you.
You got it before me, son of a bitch.
Look, I have memories and things from my childhood, and when it gets put into my face, I'm like, here's all of my money.
Michael Bay, man. You know, by the way, I did watch today, because since Marie was playing with her parents or with her brothers.
I wasn't playing that's weird.
Yeah, you were.
I went to Universal Studios with my brothers.
And you were arguing with
a Packy. That's what I say about penises.
You were arguing with a Packy. Anyway, I watched Interstellar, the Matthew, a cam of Interstellar, a screener of Interstellar that I get because I'm a Hollywood person. And it was really good. It's the quality was very good. Also,
Interstellar is again. I'm sorry.
Interstellar is a new Christopher Nolan movie with Matthew McConaughey. It's a sci-fi film.
All right. When did he become a good actor?
One thing about planets I like is Lincoln Lawyer. They stay the same age.
Probably Lincoln Lawyer.
Why is his old?
Hold on, Maria has a very good question. What's the movie that Matthew McConaughey went from being an action star to a good actor? When did it happen? Because he
probably Dazed and Confused. I would say
because he made Sahara.
Because he was so creepy in Dazed and Confused.
He did make Sahara. Don't ever forget that.
No matter how many Oscars he gets nominated or wins, he made Sahara. I want everybody to remember that. Nothing will unmake Sahara.
That's like when what's her face made The Blind Side as well as Miss Congeniality
in
2,
the same year.
And Sandra Bullock and got a Razzie and an Oscar.
Yep.
Oh, I know what it was. It was Fool's Gold.
No, I don't think so.
That was his breakout role.
You know, I saw that movie.
It was a guy in 10 days.
It was romantic comedy. I saw that movie. It's the one with the chick with no boobs.
Failure to Launch.
No, it wasn't Failure to Launch.
Same characters were, or not characters, but the same actors were in those movies, right?
Probably.
Dom says True Detective and the AIDS movie.
Okay, True Detective was amazing.
The AIDS?
And Kind of Mud. I don't even get that one.
Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Somebody posted a picture of Tom Hanks in Philadelphia, and it said, "In West Philadelphia, born and raised, in my anus is where I got most of my AIDS."
Hey.
And I thought that was one of the funniest memes.
Philly rules, cheesesteaks, Bobby Clark, Will Smith, your town sucks.
That's all.
Royce was laughing so hard at that, and he's like, I don't know who to share this with, because I'm sure most of my gay friends will find it funny, but the friends that defend gay friends are going to take offense to this.
Hold on, let me explain that. Dutch,
what,
there's
the
a
or something else.
Let me explain this. People, if I were to post like an AIDS joke or whatever, my gay friends would find it fucking hilarious because they have great senses of humor. But then the people who get mad at them are not actual gay people. There's people who think they're defending gay people. Like,
right. You
shouldn't do that. That's insensitive.
Like the white knights.
And I hate that. That's the worst. Right. It bothers me more than anything. It's like, my gay friends don't care. Why the fuck do you care? You know?
Right.
Like, who cares? You know? But whatever. So yeah, I ended up not sharing it because I forgot. I mean, there's not a big story to that. I just forgot.
It's true. We're living in a fast-paced world.
Interstellar. Back to Matthew McConaughey. Interstellar.
Right.
Fantastic. No, really good. Very good.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Was it good because of, like, you know, just the cinematography, all, like, the direction, the storyline, or was it because of Matthew McConaughey?
Matthew McConaughey, Matt Damon, and Michael Caine.
Matt Damon.
Those are the three people in the movie.
Matt Damon.
All right.
And Anne Hathaway.
Oh, I love her.
So it was actually very, very well done. The premise of the movie is...
I'm sorry. You like Anne Hathaway?
I love Anne Hathaway.
Not me.
Did you ever see The Princess Diaries?
You hate everything, and the majority of everybody hates Anne Hathaway. I'm surprised.
She has the most charming smile on the planet, you cold-hearted bastard.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I love her, too. I'm just saying I'm surprised.
Oh, you want to hug about it?
Horrible person like you actually likes her.
If she had a penis, she'd be Man Hathaway.
If she had a penis and was gay and was half gay, she'd be Man Half a Gay.
Oh!
So we'll just keep going all day because I could do this all day.
All right. What I would suggest to our Dutch and Royce listeners, I'm going to talk over this long ass clip, is while you guys have time.
You say to shorten it up?
We do need to shorten it up. What we need to do is over Christmas break, when you have nothing else better to do, watch every Matthew McConaughey movie in order and tell me at what point does it flip. I want to know the exact minute that he does a beautiful monologue. We're like, oh, he's a good actor now.
Oh, it flips to where I start liking him?
Yes.
Sahara.
Oh, okay.
Interstellar, the premise,
and tweet it to me.
The premise of the movie is it takes place in the future where crops are dying and it's a new dust bowl, and basically they've taken apart NASA or NASA, since they own space.
By the way, Domino agrees with you. He says, thank you, Royce. Interstellar was fucking great.
Right.
So
then the movie basically is them recruit Matthew McConaughey is used to be an astronaut, but they took NASA apart when they couldn't fund it anymore because there was no food, blah 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 blah. Anyway, it's him going into space and they find a portal to try to find another habitat.
To try to Habitat for Humanity it?
Try to Habitat for Humanity.
Haberdashery.
Yeah. Anyway, to try to find another habitable planet. It's actually really good. It's really long, too, like 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
That's not a good thing.
No, it's actually, it went by really fast. It's very good.
Unless it's Pitch Perfect 2, I'm not watching it for 2.5 hours.
Pitch Perfect 2 is 2.5 hours?
Unless it's not that, I'm not watching it.
Well.
Just watch the movie, asshole.
Yeah, what Roy said.
Dummy. It's a good movie. Really is.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Don't watch Anchorman 2.
By the way, favorite Matthew McConaughey, Jesus Christ, I'm botching. Mm-hmm. Matthew McConaughey character.
EdTV.
Really?
No, I just made that up. I was terrible. Okay. Favorite Matthew McConaughey character? His character in True Detective, probably.
I actually haven't watched that that show yet. I heard it was amazing. I need to like
catch it's really
up on
good.
It.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really
it's good. One of the shows that I intentionally didn't watch because I know I wanted to binge watch it
it's
later.
It's dark and it's cop. I mean, it's dark. Get ready. It's really dark.
I heard it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's really good, but don't expect ever a happy ending.
Oh, okay.
Just well, I'm good. Just it's one of those like The Walking Dead where the moment you start getting comfortable, just something terrible happens
something
again.
Something terrible happens. Yeah. Right.
But it's really good. And it's one of those things where every season's going to be a different cast.
Ooh. When is Game of Thrones starting up again?
We talked about this last week, April.
I know you did, but I forgot.
April.
I don't really listen to when you say things, by the way.
I know that. Dutch, you want to see a reporter getting high on heroin accidentally?
More than breathing.
Okay. What?
Yep.
A reporter?
Yep.
Accidentally getting high
burning
on heroin?
Burning behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, uh-oh, opium, hashish, and
other. Oh, it's burning.
Narcotics.
Oh, no.
It's opium, heroin, and hash. Okay, is everyone?
Why is he standing so close to it? It's burning.
This is in the BBC. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Everyone, pay attention. Just shut up and watch.
Burning behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics.
Did he say 8.5 pounds?
Do you not hear him laughing? Hold on. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Forget the pounds. The pounds doesn't matter. Just listen.
The fact that like you. This is burning, and it's that much
just
of
watch.
Weight, and I'm this close to it.
Watch.
Behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, tons, hashish, and other narcotics. Come on, then. Let's go.
You're too close, man. He's okay. Not going to be able to finish.
Now he's pausing to do another take. Hold on. This is amazing. Okay, here's take two.
Wait, is the cameraman also high? The cameraman
the
also
cameraman has
high.
To be high. They're right next to each other.
Burning behind.
He can't do it. He can't do it. It's so much heroin. It's just burning.
Look, quick. Well, we just need one more.
We haven't done one good one yet. How can you have one more? Because
he's addicted to the burning
I just
pile.
Need one more.
I need
no
40 takes later they're dragging him away from the burning pile.
He's just getting pissed.
I just need a new burning pile, guys. Just need one more burning pile.
Fucker.
Behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics. Burning behind me. Quick. Well, we just need one more.
Is this just on repeat?
No.
He's doing the same
yeah.
stuff? He can't.
Those are all the takes.
That's a BBC reporter?
Yeah, BBC reporter.
Not being able to even.
He can't even
he
right
can't
now.
He can't even right even. Now.
While many broadcast journalist programs have changed their curriculum to keep up with the changing media landscape, most colleges and universities are still prudish to offer class on keeping your cool while reporting next to a massive pile of burning drugs. Sadly, that's just the kind of on-camera training that BBC journalist Quentin Somerville could have used as he stood next to a bonfire of 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish, and other narcotics.
Now, I would love to see veteran journalists like Peter Jennings or somebody just be like, man, this guy's a noob. I've been able to stand in front of larger piles of burning heroin and been able to get my story out.
I wonder how Greta Van Susteren would have handled it.
Oh, I just do meth. Straight up, straight up meth.
Wow, Greta, that's really crazy that you do all those.
You know what? Fox News is crazy. I'm not crazy.
Good point. Somerville was reporting on a drug bust in Afghanistan a few years ago when he made the mistake of inhaling his news story at an unsurprising person.
That's hilarious.
I guess it was a couple years ago, but they just released the outtakes, apparently.
Why would they allow him to be that close to like burning opium?
It's not like, allowing him. He's on report in Afghanistan. No one's there to tell him no. Who's going to tell him no?
Okay, I forgot about that.
He does whatever he wants. Then I got
put a sign up that said, don't stand too close to the burning heroin.
You might get addicted.
Yeah.
Become addicted to heroin.
Mm-hmm. But he wanted to get the inside scoop.
If you inhale heroin while you're trying to do a report, you're going to have a bad time.
Actually, I think he was having a fantastic time.
He was so happy.
He couldn't have been happier doing that.
He's like, I need more of these jobs.
Oh, man.
Is there a burning pile of crack I can report about?
He's homeless now. He lives in Afghanistan, and he's just homeless now and eats opium every day.
Oh, okay.
He's no longer...
More like radio, less like crack. Turn that
shit up! It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
More like radio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you. Gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down. Wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Worst that can happen is I can spill some on my $3,000 suit. Come on!
Hey.
The guy in the $4,000 suit is holding the elevator, but the guy doesn't make that in 3 months. Come on! Why don't I just take a whiz through this $5,000 suit? Come on!
You need a hand with that?
No, Al. I want to spill booze all over my f***ing $6,300 suit. Come on! Okay. So
I guess Dutch just does whatever the fuck he wants every hour.
Noises.
Welcome back to the second hour of Royce and Mitch.
Music is so loud.
I apologize. I'm doing the best I can to lower it because
Dutch is just overshooting these.
I guess
these breaks.
Do me a favor. You want to do me a quick favor? Oh no, there he is. Oh, I was gonna tell you to hang up on Dutch because you know now I want to see how he's gonna blame Mitch for this one. That's what I'm excited to see.
It's fucking
I'm
Mitch's
excited
fault.
To see how he's gonna blame Mitch for this.
Fucking
one.
Mitch,
I
man.
Love
fucking
to know.
Mitch didn't put a new
I
previously
love
on
to know how this is Mitch's fault.
Okay, that was accident, dude.
No, I don't want to hear it. You're so full of excuses.
Oh, there was no excuses. Just I completely misjudged.
That's an
there.
Excuse.
My fault, 100%. Sorry, everybody.
That was on me. That was on me.
That wasn't even supposed to be the rejoiner I wanted to come back on. I accidentally clicked that one on.
It was a good rejoiner, though.
Supposed to have another, like, minute. Can we actually go to the rejoiner I wanted?
Why?
Okay, go ahead. That's fine. Right, I don't care. We can try again. Let's try again.
Act like you didn't just hear this.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Hey, Shrek, Lucy? I used to date Lucy.
Oh, I know, bro.
I met her that day you gave me the pass to your gym.
Hey, do you have any snacks?
Yeah, you blew her off. I didn't think it would be a problem.
Oh, it's a problem. I'm telling you, it's a problem. And I forbid you from dating her, so cut it off.
Grounds.
The statute of limitation hasn't expired.
You dated her 3 years ago for like 2.5 months. Statute is very specific. 1,000 showers. After that, no claim.
And if you think I've showered 1,000 times in the past 3 years, then you're out of your mind.
You ever spend more than $65 on her? Not including tips?
It's tough. There were a lot of coupons involved.
Did you ever watch her dog?
Trick question. She had fish and I killed them.
You ever get her a gift?
Every time we had sex.
No claim.
No claim.
Hi, Nick. It's been a long time.
Lucille. Great to see you. Do you still like to eat popcorn?
I guess so.
Oh, you see that? I know her food.
You must have spoiled her, huh? You know, if you'll excuse us, I'm going to give Lucy the tour. Ooh. Come on, Lucy. I'm calling my penis the tour.
My tour is more satisfying. His is all about him. Mine's about you sometimes.
Okay, here... Back to the actual second hour of Dutch and Roy's. I am Joel, who doesn't know how to run a radio show, Dutch Van Wingerden.
But to be fair, Dutch, we've only been doing it since, you know, how long now?
Oh, man.
I found Dutch and Royce audio on a old hard drive yesterday from 2009.
So we were professional, wasn't it?
I don't want to hear anything from you about knowing the radio. I have it right here.
Well, the audio quality is probably not as good, but I bet it sounds a lot like you guys trying real hard.
I'm actually scared to listen to it. I backed it up, but I didn't play anything.
I don't want to hear it. Can we do that? Can we like re-listen to like some of the earlier shows one of these days?
We keep saying that, but what's making me not do it is I'm a scared.
I'm a scared. He's a scared.
Yeah, I don't know what to like. Look, here you go. Here's a fun one. 10:21:09. I'm gonna just blind play it and skip through it. Let's see what comes up. Fuck it. Let's see what comes up here.
You know you get the hippo juice.
Oh wow. First off, can we point out the
commercial break?
Can we point out the audio quality?
Calloused hands will not work.
No, this is the beginning of the show.
People that could help us. Let's put it
just go in the middle. Just like
I just did.
Let's see.
That could help us find our way out because we sucked.
No. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, my God. And I mean, I can't do this.
That's also the time when I realized you should always have a CD or a flashback of a best of Hippo Juice.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
The quality was bad back then.
Old Dutch and Royce, where all we do is talk about Hippo Juice.
Man, isn't our other show good?
Mitch, are you saying that like the show got a lot better when I signed you on board?
Oh, no. Probably worse.
Oh no.
Oh no. No no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I've been trying to take this show down from the inside for years.
This I'm sorry.
I'm really bad at it.
Oh God, that was so long ago.
It hasn't gotten any better over the last that was 2009?
That was 2009, yeah.
It hasn't gotten better in the last 5 years. Like, cause me.
I mean, I would like to think maybe the audio quality is.
Dude, I'm embarrassed at how bad it was.
Don't be embarrassed. It's fine.
Twice already now.
It's fine. Don't be embarrassed.
Do we have? We listen to better music than you?
A wibble?
Yeah, we do. We do. We do. Let me pull. Yeah, actually, you know what? Let me pull it up. Give me a second here. Fill time, asshole.
What did you do this weekend? I wanted to play something, and I'll just post the link in the chat room if you guys want to check it out. I thought it was really funny.
No, I don't want to.
I'm talking to listeners, not you.
Oh, well, they're checking it out.
Hey, look! I found a video. Thing we always have to check is look at this video.
Oh, we saved the video too?
Crossing my fingers.
I found everything.
I hope.
I think we have everything
resolved.
Who's
sitting between me and Ryan?
Is that all Hippo Juice shit?
Oh, that's the paintball guy. Yeah. That was his John stand-up shoot-down.
Upgrade.
Oh, that's right.
So we have a...
Okay, sorry. I'll close it. I apologize. Okay, pull up what we listen to better music than you.
Go for it. And the thing that we were going to talk about, but apparently we've already talked about this guy before, is that this guy who did, it's called 10 Second Songs on YouTube.
Right.
He does a Katy Perry song, Dark Horse, and he does 10 different cover styles, 20 different cover styles in 10 second increments. Everything from like Nirvana to like Frank Sinatra, whatever. I'll put it in the chat room. Just check it out. That's what I wanted to play tonight, but apparently you've already talked to this guy. And Royce, you have something better.
I like it by Street Wizard. Now, this is a gentleman.
He's a wizard?
This has 2,600,000 views. Let's just play it. How about that?
Hello, hello. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for all of the views and all of the subscriptions. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you for calling Comcast.
I am Bengali Wonder. That's BNGALI.
I think I know how to spell Bengali Vungar, okay?
On Xbox Live.
Not an idiot.
And now, like promised, video 2 of another Steez Wizard production. Let's go.
He's really good, guys. He's really good. Ready?
I really like his...
2.6 million views.
I like his sunglasses. Here we go. Oh, look at that shoulder action.
By the way, I gotta give credit. Sean sent me this.
He's a very pretty boy. Just saying, his lips are very voluptuous.
Oh, yeah? Wait till you hear his angelic voice.
Girl, please excuse me if I'm coming too strong. But tonight is the night we can really let go. My girlfriend's out of
town. You know how they say that accents disappear when you sing?
Uh-huh, yeah. His is completely gone, I know.
You can't hear...
I can't hear his accent at all.
Wait, he's singing? I thought this was the original.
Yeah?
No one can do the things that I am going to do to you, no.
Now, are they going to translate this into English?
This is English. He's speaking English.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby.
like it. I like it. I definitely like it.
Fiesta. Forever.
He took his glasses off. He's getting real, guys. Oh, God, look at his hair.
Girl, excuse me if I'm misbehaving. Oh, I'm trying to keep my hands up and you're begging me for more.
I always would be.
Baby, low, low, low.
He's not dancing enough.
Dennis says, I love it already.
I feel like if this is going to be Bollywood, he needs to be dancing way more and have at least 10 costume changes. Go,
baby, I like it.
He's not wearing enough heels for it to be Bollywood.
Baby, I like it.
You know what though? You know what though? I love this motherfucker says, fuck you, Wayne. Look how tight his windbreaker is.
I like it.
Well, why doesn't he use something on his microphone? Because he's popping his piece.
No, he's not.
I forget it.
Oh, he gave up.
Oh, there's the dancing. See, I knew it. They can't avoid it. They have to.
Look at the dance. Look at the dance. He's bringing it out now.
Oh, is he going to take off his windbreaker?
He's taking his shirt off.
He didn't have a shirt. Oh. It was just a windbreaker and chest.
Look how big his arms are.
Look how skinny his waistline is.
I know.
Oh, he's like a man boy. You think he's in college? That looks like a dorm room.
Don't stop, baby.
Is he putting whipped cream? No, he's putting lotion.
He's putting lotion on his chest right now.
I won't stop,
so
baby.
He's gay?
Don't stop, baby, until you've had enough.
Maybe you want to lubricate your vocal cords a little more.
Baby, I like it when you move on the floor.
You know what? This song was brought to you by Google. Google, we invented YouTube for this.
You're right. You know what? If like somebody woke up from a coma from 20 years and they go, what's YouTube? This is the video I'd show them to explain what it is. I'd be like, this is YouTube. This is YouTube in one video.
And then show them Nyan Cat.
Yes.
The 10-hour loop.
I like it. Party.
And then show them all the sequential videos of Rad uploaded onto YouTube.
Yes, Rad 2.
Is this thing gone viral? Like, how many views is that?
2.6 million.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. But you know what the best part is? You want how about 12.5 million views? You want to see this? Same guy.
Sir, my router still doesn't work, though.
Excuse me. Hold on a second. Let me transfer you to the can't handle me department, Mitch.
So,
1 second.
It's just
so this guy's like living off of YouTube ads at this point.
You know I know how to make them stop and stare as I zone out. The club can't even handle me right now.
I can't
watching
handle.
You watching me,
I love this guy.
All out. Can't even handle me right now.
It's such a stereotypical Indian voice.
Wait, he's Indian?
Even handle me right now.
Yeah, Dennis is saying in a few thousand years when humanity is dead, aliens will land and only find this.
Yep.
They're gonna base.
You're right. They're gonna base humanity on this gentleman.
This guy. They're gonna make up history for us.
This is like the new version of the pyramids.
Yeah.
All out cause that's the business. All out cause it's ridiculous. Zone out so much attention. Scream out, I'm on the building.
I'm pretty sure there's only one Indian voice in the world.
You know, he's out of breath.
You know what? You're right. They do really all sound the same.
Make you stop and stare as I zone out. The club can't even handle me right now. Watching you, watching me, I go all out.
What's this hand thing he's doing?
The club can't even handle me right now.
Well, I'm sorry. The club's not handling him right now. Probably because he's under 21. He looks like a little kid.
Handle me right now.
And you know what's sad? The saddest part to me is that he might be a nice kid who's goofing around, but because of like Dell tech support and all these tech support places, the Indian voice to me has become synonymous with hatred. And it's unfair to, there's probably really nice, no, I'm being serious. There's probably really nice Indian people. I'm not kidding you.
Like, oh, no, there's not.
No, there
has
to be.
I used to live with a bunch of them.
There has to be.
He actually did. When I visited Mitch,
I was
going to
say, this is my neighbor.
Yeah, the curry apartments is what they used to call it.
Oh, Jesus.
Royce,
I walked
a good
into
point.
His apartment complex and it was just like, it overwhelming. It hits you the second you walk through the door.
Royce has a good point. You know how there's a Pavlov's dog thing that gets triggered with certain sounds? He is absolutely right in that when you hear that that accent, the first thing you think of is, oh my God, I have to call customer service and I have to go through the freaking phone tree and I have to go up to at least two different people with transfers before I may get some service. That's what it sounds like. And it's not for their fault. I mean, I know plenty of people that are friends that... Thank you with the South Park.
Do not f*** me because I am you and then we would just be f***ing ourselves. Now, have I provided answers to your questions in a courteous and prompt fashion? What do you mean, have you answered all my questions? No, you have not answered any questions at all.
No.
And you're right. All of them sound the same. Every impression is the same. There's no difference. And this is one of these things where, is it really a stereotype?
Well, I mean, how many people talking like white guys sound the same? How many people talking like black guys sound? Oh, no, there's two different kinds of black guys. There's the deep voice, like soulful black guy sound. And then there's the high pitch, like, I don't know.
And then there's the Chris Tucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
And then every Irish guy sounds like a drunken dude about to fight in a bar.
Well, that's because every Irish guy is usually a drunken dude about to fight in a bar. Man.
That kind of black. Yeah. So, I mean, that's not really fair to say that it's just Indians that have a stereotypical sound.
Yes. Has there ever been an Indian girl or Indian guy fetish? I mean, because majority of dudes, but there's a good chunk of dudes out there that have an Asian girl fetish.
Cece from New Girl.
But she's not Indian.
But whatever, she looks Indian.
Yeah, she sort of is, but sort of not. She's like a mixed race kind of thing. I'm talking about
she's totally Indian.
I thought she was Colombian. Hispanic.
No, she's an attractive Indian girl, sure.
But she's
I'm talking
not
about
Indian.
The fetish thing, like she dudes might, who love Indian chicks. I haven't met one.
Indians.
Okay, aside from that. Well, how many Indians do you know?
I don't know, about 4 billion.
You know them all?
By name.
Really?
They all sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
I work with a lot of them.
She's so racist, Rich.
There's a lot of them in my office. Like
I lived with them.
I would say about one third of my office is Indian.
That doesn't mean you could be racist.
Is that the caveat?
That doesn't mean you could be racist because you live with them. That's still racist.
Well, it's weird because there's certain there's obvious, majority of black dudes only like fat white chicks, and then there's
when did that
white guys
happen?
Like Asian girl. What happened?
When did black guys start liking round white women?
Now, I have a scientific reason. I have a scientific reason for that, by the way, because a lot of black guys have big dicks and they can't fuck normal girls because they'll hurt them. So they have to fuck chicks that are fat so the dick has more room with the butt.
I thought it was because they had low standards.
Oh, come on. You see, no, it's the
thing
I said.
That's a good theory, Royce.
It makes sense.
You're saying that they were bottoming out on the Twinkie
girls?
Right.
They were like hurting little girls. So they had to go and fuck big girls because of big penis.
Right.
Why do you think all Asian women are svelte? Because all Asian guys have small peepees.
Now, see, that's a good theory, but I would have thought it was because they were wanting to say dad-ass-to, but they couldn't with flat white girl butts.
That's true. It's a Sir Mix-a-Lot thing, really.
Anyways, so back to this little kid. Great
hold
singing
voice.
Hold on.
Kelsey, get on mic. She just told me, she said, mail order brides. I deliver a lot of them. There's mail order brides for Indian chicks. By the way, everybody who doesn't know.
Deliver a lot of their babies.
Oh, hold on. Get right on that mic.
Hello.
There it is.
Hey,
there
for
it
is. This is my friend Kelsey.
Hi, guys.
Dennis earlier in the chat room described her as, who is this girl that is going, that Dutch is going to ruin the life of behind him?
Oh, no, yeah, he is. He's going to ruin your life.
It's but apparently, okay, mail order brides, there's a lot of Indian mail order bride girls.
Yeah, there's a huge fetish. And in Colorado Springs, they make a lot of babies, and then I deliver them. I see it all the time.
Wait.
I don't understand.
The fetish is you buy the bride,
hot,
you come to America.
Hotter.
Get her pregnant.
Come
her
to
up.
America.
It's a Bruce Nicky, Spencer Nicky.
Wait, why do you how do you know this?
Because I deliver their children and they're suddenly U.S. citizens.
Yeah, she's an RN, yes. So she delivers babies every day.
She's a notary public, I think she knows.
That makes a lot more sense than what I was thinking when you were actually like a stork delivering children to somebody.
I was going to say, she works for FedEx.
Yeah, like, that's not how it works.
No, I was up in their vag, getting the baby out.
I didn't know she was a nurse at first.
Yes, I deliver
babies.
And
I was thinking that she was in some sort of like black market exchange of humans.
I'm a stork deliverer.
Well, that makes sense.
It didn't.
So, white men in Colorado are knocking up mail order Indian brides and having model babies?
Yes. Because then they become U.S. citizens very quickly.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's a thing? Like, I knew that was a thing for, like, maybe male, like, not male, sorry, Russian mail order brides, but, like, that's the thing with Indians?
There's so many of them.
It's probably more affordable. I mean, they got outsourced.
There's so many of them.
I did watch 9-day Fiancé, and they had all different races, like a Brazilian, an Asian, you know.
I watched Slumdog Millionaire, so what does that mean? Who cares? What does it matter what you watch? That doesn't really help the topic.
I just didn't understand. Well, she made it seem like, what's the proportion for races? Like, how many more are the mail order brides from, like, one country to another?
Price-wise? I mean, I could look them up.
Well, just from your experience.
I got like 70% Hispanics, at least 20% Indian, and then the rest are white.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
But white could mean Russian, Ukrainian, Slavic.
I mean, like,
Americans.
But I'm talking about the mail order.
Well, who are they mailing American brides to?
Jesus Christ, man. These websites.
In the last month, I've had 3.
Indians?
Mail order brides.
How did you know they were? You just knew?
Yes.
How?
Because I'm Kelsey and I'm smart.
Okay. Well, that doesn't...
Because she's starting up her new TV show, Mail Order Bride Babies.
Because they don't even like each other.
That's a tagline.
Delivering the babies. Yeah. And then I have to, like, call an interpreter phone and I always get the wrong language because it's called Dari or something like that.
Hello, Mail Order Bride Interpreter phone. How may I help assist you? Yeah, oh, you had a baby?
Have you tried restarting your wife?
Is your wife plugged in?
Apparently push does not like translate across all languages. It's very complicating.
Yeah, you were telling me a story about that the other day.
The baby.
So okay, like right now husband. I could get a mail order bride named Anastasia. She's 25 years old.
Oh, maybe she's a princess.
Let's see how much she is.
Let's see. Look how her much she up. Is. Wait, is she from India?
She's from the Ukraine. Her city of birth. It doesn't say. It's her birthday. Okay, she's an 89 female. Type of relation for marriage.
Is she the LX or the SX model?
5'2", 100 pounds. Ooh, she's hot.
Let me see.
No. What? She's mine. Because I'm doing it on my phone, queer.
You're married, motherfucker.
So?
Good point. So?
We'll switch religions. It's fine.
All right, I'll send it to you. Anyway, so yeah, I could buy one. I mean, does this really say the price? I guess you got to sign up to get the price.
That's going to be our wedding song.
So like you're older, does the price go down or up?
It depends.
I would assume down.
I would second that, but I don't know.
Because of this show, my Google search history is so fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
Because it's just
the amount
so
of things we've had to search on this dumb show.
All right. I'm going to go to Rose Brides, which is one of the best.
That's where I am right now. It doesn't show the price.
Is that I'm going to do age 18 to 20. Obviously.
Obvi.
I like this one. All right. This one right here. Where's she from? Member sense. Blah, blah, blah. Albania. All right. Here you go. Here's an Albanian chick for you guys.
They're going to have red eyes and really pale skin. Go.
No, that's albino.
Oh, isn't that where they come from?
Yeah.
No, that's different. That's
where they come from. That's where the kid powder was from. That was pure lightning. Everyone in that country is made out of pure lightning energy.
I don't know if that's accurate, but I don't know.
You don't know enough by science to argue it.
Yeah. I have no real clear-cut case to argue on the other side, but...
So you're right. Everyone in Albania may or may not be made out of lightning. We don't know. Exactly. There's no way to prove it.
No idea.
I don't want a mail-order lightning bride. I don't want a mail-order lightning bride. Fuck that shit.
Mail-order lightning bride.
We fucking setting things on fire in the house? And I'm scared of thunder.
He is. Yes?
I don't know.
What's confusing? Like,
here's the thing is that like my brother's married to a Bulgarian girl who was like a bulldog.
Oh, he got one?
Well, here's the thing is that like, okay, so there was two girls who were one Bulgarian. They were like
transsexuals. Transylvanians.
I shouldn't have paused there. I'm sorry. No, foreign exchange.
Transcontinental
interns.
Railroads.
I don't know why the word tran even came into my vocabulary.
Transitive properties.
Foreign exchange interns, and they're both from Bulgaria at the time. My brother started dating one of them, and I started dating sort of fooling around with the other one.
He ended up getting married to this girl. And for a while, they
you ruined the other one's life.
No, she's married happily with three kids. That's what happened.
Two of them are his.
Me, is that they get happily married with children. Yeah. So.
Thank God.
Thanks for bringing it up. Yeah. I was going to say, as soon as you and I are done.
No, Jesus. I don't want that.
When they first got married, everybody was just like, oh, she's just trying to get into the country and yada, yada. And I'm like, no. So I'm only assuming that any girl who comes in from out of the country, especially after the show like 90 Day Fiancé, the first thing you think about is they're just trying to get into the country.
Maybe, but I mean, Germany and Norway have better educational systems now.
That's my point, is that like, why
is it?
Why this country? Why not Canada or anywhere else that's better?
No one's going to Canada.
This is Merca.
Yeah, it is Merca.
It is Merca.
It is America.
Canada's cold.
You said it wrong.
America.
There you go. I found some Albanians. I posted them in the chat for you.
Oh, they're so pale. Why are they wearing pink shirts?
That's not Albanians. That's albinos. Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I don't. Again.
Why would they make them wear pink shirts?
Because that's the Albanian national uniform.
Oh, is it really?
I have no reason to argue.
It's not Mennonites. It's not Albanians. It's albinos, dude. Two different things.
I think you're wrong. Oh, you're right. Albinos are the ones that worship Albert Einstein as their Lord and Savior.
That's
you're right.
That's not what it is either.
You're right. It's fine. I get it.
They're the ones that have that E equals MC squared tattoo on their arms?
No. They're big fans of Married with Children and Al Bundy.
Nice link, chimp.
Yeah, fuck. I can't delete it because I'm not logged in.
I got it.
I already got it.
Everyone deletes the whole chat.
I found a picture of it.
Anything Mitch posts, just delete it.
Is that an albatross?
Nope. I deleted it all.
I'm an albatross.
God damn it.
We're good with words.
We're killing it tonight, guys.
Just nailing it.
You know what? We're the only live thing on that's not a rerun.
We're original. Let's look at birds.
On the Christmas week. So we're going
to
look at
everything
birds.
Everything is off. Any morning radio show you used to listen to, sports talk, radio, anything is
everything's
all
best of. Yep.
Hey, guess who's not phoning in? Us. Because.
I mean, we're kind of phoning it in.
We're phoning it in because. Hold on. I have
phoning
one thing.
Phoning it in for you.
So there's phone a couple
it in,
of these.
Because we're lonely.
Press for.
I'll let you finish.
Nope. Royce is going one way. I was going to talk
I'm
going to
let
way.
You finish.
I'm going to hang up and let you finish.
We'll hang up and let you finish.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Okay. There's this thing I found, and we all know that BuzzFeed loves lists.
Now, Dutch, is it
set by precedent?
Is it by chance girls reading to us a night before Christmas on a vibrator?
No, it's 17 couples whose sexting game is on point.
Ooh, those are both really good. Ooh, these are both really good.
Okay,
let's
read the sexting first. Ooh,
okay.
Skip the first couple. It's the ones where there's a back and forth. I would love to hear the Marie and Royce narration because that always makes me giggle.
Okay, give me a second.
You love to giggle. That's the one thing I always say about Dutch is he's a giggler.
He's a big giggler.
Tee-hee.
That's not what you call him.
Mitch doesn't know what giggling is. He's uncomfortable doing it.
I'm all right. Uncomfortable.
Which one am I reading?
Let's get down to three.
Okay, three. We can get married and you can have.
No.
Oh, sorry, Marie, you can read the top one. Yeah, go ahead.
Marie's, yeah, that's the girl.
Okay, we can get married and you can have my benefits before you graduate. What?
I just had to read it real quick. 70 couples whose sexting game is on point. Eve one isn't.
Okay, read it again.
All right, I'm Victoria.
I just want to ruin it.
Yeah. I'm Victoria, and we can get married, and you can have my benefits before you graduate.
That arouses me.
Are your nips hard?
I am wet. Talk finance to me.
We won't ever be in debt.
More.
You don't have to work.
God, yes. Okay.
That's
actually really funny, sexy talk.
That's pretty sexy. She's just saying that she's not going to just use them and then.
The number five. If you were here in my car, what would we be doing?
Probably arguing. Oh, I was supposed to sex back.
That's pretty good. Number six. No problem. Would you enjoy seeing my cock?
I would. And thank you for asking.
You're welcome. I wouldn't send it all willy nilly.
That's nice.
That's polite. Really nice. It's a very nice way to ask for. That is a polite way to ask for a cock, to send a cock pic. Right. I like it. Like,
yes, I would like to see.
You would like to see, because I took a picture earlier tonight and I looked good in the shadow and the angle was that.
You know, it's polite like because sometimes you're at work and you can't be receiving cocks all willy nilly. You have to wait until you're in a safe place.
Or if you're good friends with a guy named Royce and he decides to send you pictures of his dick in his shoe.
Like, you send me a picture of your balls. Number seven, guess you'll have to send me hot text tonight.
If I had eight limbs like an octopus, I'd touch you with all of them.
Okay, try again. okay, try again.
That actually would make me laugh really hard if that was the response.
Number eight, I just want to take your clothes off.
Please fold them neatly.
This next one, a heart emoji.
Don't send me hearts while you're jerking off.
Whoa, okay. Just because my dick's hard, don't diminish my feelings for you. I'll slide my hands down your thighs and start to kiss your stomach, making eye contact after every kiss. Then I'll stop at your hip bones and ask what's for dinner, and you'll say...
Lasagna!
It's not sexy at
all. Dude, these are fucking hilarious.
This well-played transition. How about I come over and wake you up? Winky, winky, winky face, kissy, kissy, kissy face.
Or you come over and sleep too.
But that's not. Okay. Number 14.
Oh my God, I had a nightmare and the winky emoji disappeared off my phone.
Okay. Number 14, Marie. Shove them up my butt during foreplay.
Sorry, I had to skip down. Okay, no more. I'm done.
Babe.
I'm not shoving meatballs up your butt.
Man. Do nothing. Let's see. Number 15. If we do have sex, is it like required that 1D is playing in the background? One Direction is playing in the background?
One Direction.
I feel like that'd be a requirement for you.
You know that clip ends short?
I know.
By the way, once you finish reading these ones, Royce sent you one that's really sexy.
16. I don't know. I'm watching this thing on black holes, and it's so fucking cool. I literally cannot think about your penis right now.
That's not. That's a weird thing for someone to say.
And then this could have been from a guy or a girl. Pointy finger emoji, circle like you lost the game emoji, then pizza slice ?
No, that's a penis, like, and a vagina.
Right. Sex. He's pointing the finger.
Yes, he's doing the like, I'm going to put.
Let's fuck and then the pizza.
Fuck and pizza?
And this wayward text from Nana, all it says is, what is nutting?
No, don't answer Nana.
It's the reason why I brought this up is that, like, if you guys, Mitch, you can actually tell some real stories now that your chick's not in the room. Do you guys do any, like, goofy nonsense like that as far as, like, just weird texting or sexting? Or in your case, Mitch Dean?
Not weird stuff. It's just we sit next to each other at work, so we just kind of say it to each other all day.
You don't just, like, awkwardly text each other while you're sitting next to each other?
Do you hit on each other?
Oh, no. We don't awkwardly mostly we just yell at everyone around us.
All do day. You guys, everybody else awkward. Do you guys ever think about submitting HR complaints, but simultaneously from one from you and one from her? So that they can never figure out who to fire?
The guy next to me is so hot today, I can't stand it. And then you have put one in and be like, she looks so slutty and hot. And I, you know what I mean? Like, dude, you should totally do that.
Do you have an HR department?
We don't have that's what makes it difficult. We don't really have an HR department, so.
Okay, well then just give it to each other.
Give each other complaints?
Yeah. Give each other HR complaints about how the other one is being inappropriate. I would like
to see more balls today.
Oh, I'll send you more.
Well, not that.
Since I also want to enjoy them, then just take a picture and send them to me too.
Royce, did you get the one that I sent you?
Oh, fuck. You made me open that. You're so annoying.
Oh, you have to do all these things.
That was a screen cap of something funny that I found.
All these things.
Well, shit. Nothing you can do. Eat some food and drink some beers out of your hands. Then the girl says, I'm balls deep in that already.
Oh.
LOL, yummy. I like your balls. You're a strange woman. Yep.
Wait, who is this from?
I don't know. Dutch just sent it to me without explaining.
Dutch, is that one of your conversations?
Well, it's nobody who's in the room with me right now at all.
You're
someone
lying.
I know.
You're liar.
It's whatever.
I like his balls.
Jesus.
Oh, then we have two ball likers. D loves balls.
Make that three. I love him too.
Oh, that reminds me. Yes. One of the things Sherry did at work,
Sherry loves balls.
So last week was like one of those holiday spirit weeks or whatever things that works do.
Bring
and
your balls.
Oh, my balls.
One of the things was a cookie decorating contest.
Uh-oh. What did she do?
She drew a giant penis on a cookie and gave it to me. I'm trying to find it.
Did she win?
I don't think she submitted that one.
So
I don't know if I have
a
photo,
why
though.
Why would she do that?
You could suck my penis.
It's just hilarious. There was cum all over the place.
Oh, Jesus, man.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
I have to go through the messages and stuff to see if I can find it.
Put a dick in your mouth. Shut up.
So many dick cookies. While I was waiting in line at Universal Blurios.
By the way, are you totally sick of all that Universal? All that shit. Are you just completely over it at this point, or do you still like it?
I don't mind going to some of the restaurants, but other than that, unless a new ride opens up, don't care. But my new sister-in-law was reminding my brother over and over again how we had penis cookies at my bachelorette party. She thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Remember those cookies?
Penis they were so small.
They were in the shape of a penis, and we were eating them. And then she had to frost the cookies as if it was a penis.
What? She obviously hasn't hung out with you for longer than like a day, right?
Oh, they were and then I found out that her husband was helping her cook cookies. And he had to make the penis cookies too.
He touched my penis with his penis.
No, the funniest part was that she kept trying to hand out the penis cookies to Disney employees, and we kept telling her, I don't think that that's okay.
Speaking of penises, like, is there going to be any time that we could tell the story that you guys told me last week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot. Yeah, we got to tell it real quick.
We need code names.
Okay. We can tell it?
We can tell as long as
you guys were so... By the way, okay, before you guys tell it, like, Marie and Royce were so excited. Well, mainly Marie. She's like, I got to tell somebody this. Dutch, listen.
Okay, listen. We can use code names. We're going to use code names.
Code names.
And they're cool with this?
Yeah,
we haven't asked them.
No. Right, I was told that I could tell it.
Yes. Oh yeah!
As long as I don't use names, I was actually told I could tell it.
Yes.
So I did get permission. So this is actually all legit. This isn't like we don't want.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's use Barbara.
Forget names. I'll tell the story. Let me tell the story. Okay.
And Marisol.
Those are terrible. I hate those. They're fucking long.
And
they're just when you have more than three syllables,
Edward.
It makes the story go by so much slower. God.
Barbara, Marisol.
We were
and
at
Edward.
A party. We were at a birthday party. At one of our friend's house. And it was a...
And Barbara...
Shut up for a second. Let me tell the story. Forget that for a second. We got to give some backstory. Stop jumping into it. Relax. We'll get to it. I know you're drunk, but calm down. So, anyway, we're at a party. And it's kind of like... The theme of the party was kind of like an Eyes Wide Shut, kind of like fetish mask kind
Masquerade
of party.
Masquerade Venetian ball.
Right. Yes, exactly. So they were all right. So how do we? There were.
I know how to start the story.
Go ahead, drunkie. Go ahead, you lush.
So Barbara has this strap on that she's been wanting to use for like a year, right?
Okay, yes, this is true.
She's been like, I have the strap on. I don't know what to do with it. I want to try it out, either to use it or to be used on. I don't know the right time. I feel like this party would be the thing. So Barbara takes out the strap on and we all are just joking around like, oh, that's funny. And we're all putting it on, just joking around, poking each other in the butt with the strap on.
For the listeners, Barbara's very attractive.
Super. So then
everyone's very attractive in this story.
So then Marisol is like, you know what? We're
Marisol
friends.
Is like a 10.
Yeah, no, for real.
We're like, you know.
No, for real.
Marisol's like,
I just
want to
paint a picture for the listeners. I'm sorry.
Everyone's sexy.
No, you took it. That's a good point, Dutch. You're right.
Yeah, because usually when you hear these kind of stories, it's like, oh, they got to be like fives and sort of fat or whatever. No. These are, yeah.
So, shouldn't be happening.
I've seen this. This is real.
It shouldn't be real life.
So Marisol's like,
real life.
Barbara, you're my very best friend. And if you want this done, I will put this on and I will play with you.
Now, while Marisol is behind her, Barbara, with the strap on, Barbara says something very funny because she's around the vagina area, but since it's a strap on, it's not a real penis, so you can't really feel, you know,
there's
for
no,
a girl.
There's no sensory anything, so she was having trouble maneuvering.
One of the best, and by the way, I'm standing here with my buddy just talking at this party, and this is happening right next to us on the stove.
Yeah,
the
make stove. Sure, you know, this is the kitchen. She's holding on to the stove while Marisol is trying to maneuver.
So then Barbara goes, you're on the porch, come on in.
Just enter the foyer. And so she enters the foyer and dances around in the hallway for a little bit. And they end with saying, you know,
check your Facebook, Dutch.
They end with saying, like, thank you, friend. You're my very best friend. We are such good friends. Like, just proud that they did it.
So now here's the best part. What was the guy's name we're going to use?
Edward.
Edward, who's
Eddie,
who's our buddy, who's this wacky party guy, really funny dude. He has a wig on.
He shows up to the party late.
Yeah,
by
but
the way.
Here he shows up drunk. He has a wig on. That's crazy party guy.
Like, think Marilyn Monroe, curly.
Now Marisol is standing there with the strap on, freshly pulled out of Barbara. Ed comes in drinking a beer. He goes, "Oh, look, a strap on!" Because we've been wearing it, messing around, but no one's actually used it. He gets down, and before we could stop him, he starts sucking on the strap on, sucking on the strap on.
By the way, Edward is also married to not Marisol or Barbara.
Right. So I walked around and Sean and Dee were sitting on the couch and I spit out water. Sean and Dee, I could say. Sean and Dee are fine because they didn't do anything.
Yep.
Sean and Dee were sitting on the couch. They were there. I could say that. And then I see that and I spit water. I had water and I spit it out because it didn't feel like it's something that you would see in a Judd Apatow movie. There's no way to explain it. Like, it's not real life. It was so funny.
That is not something that you would ever think that you would see in your life.
By the way, Dutch, you're looking at the
Unscripted.
Pictures. You're looking at the pictures. Everyone's
Unscripted.
Attractive, right? No lies,
By
right?
By the way, okay, apparently Barbara isn't who I thought Barbara was. Is Barbara somebody else?
Well, don't answer that question on air. Just deal
Dutch,
with it.
Dutch, check your Facebook.
There's a couple of Barbaras.
And
just say that.
Dominic is saying, this is the best Christmas story if I've ever heard one. Merry Christmas to all. Man, so the moral
Marisol's
of the story
a
is,
champ, by the way,
the moral of the story is bring a strap on to your friends' parties and hopefully
exactly.
somebody else will suck it after being used.
Wow. There you go, Dutch.
I thought the moral of the story was suck every strap on you see because
suck
you never know where it's been.
Every strap on. Sorry.
So anyway, I'm sorry, but that was one of the funniest things that's ever happened in my life, and I had to tell it to somebody because.
Oh wait, is that like the you guys? I mean, I don't know how much you want me to say on there, but like, I will say this: I've been on radio. You even said it. You were posting earlier shows from like 2009, 2008. I've been doing radio with you guys for a long time. It hasn't been up until like maybe like the last 3 or 4 years. You guys have gotten a little more. Kinky?
Awesome.
Is that the right word for it?
We found better friends.
Better friends.
You guys have gotten a lot more awesome in the last couple of years. I just want to let you know.
We always had the awesomest.
I've known it, but we've never actually openly talked about it on the air because you guys have kind of been like, whatever.
Right. So. No, I get it.
The friends.
Is that fair for me to say?
Yeah, we have better friends. Way better parties.
That's what it is.
Those are pretty much typical parties now. Because that's just
that is so
it's
much
more
fun,
fun that way, I guess.
That's awesome.
It is. No, it really is. It's fantastic. But anyway, we could practically transition.
Had
to
you
this.
Guys ever done that before? Up until now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Done what?
All of our friends were men. What were we going to do?
Well, I'm just saying. Like, do you ever have the opportunity to have fun like you're having now?
No,
no, that's
up
never. It's never even come up.
Really?
Understand. Okay, and I know this is going to sound funny, but understand, in South Florida, it's a cultural difference. In South Florida, it's a lot of Cubans, a lot of Hispanics, and most of them are very by the books, very there's too much jealousy involved, you know, with men, how they are. So it's that's right. not the same down there. Where here, it's really different, you know? And that's really what the biggest difference is, if I had to say. It's like moving from Texas to San Francisco, you know? You're like, well, this is completely right. different. And that's even though
you went from Miami to Orlando.
It's completely different. Dutch, 3 hours is completely different.
When we say Orlando is the happiest place on earth, we mean it.
We mean it.
Sounds like it.
We mean it. Yes.
God. I mean, I'm not trying to like make this about myself, but like the closest I've gotten to what you guys are talking about, because you guys have this is like a weekly basis for you.
Not weekly. Like
you guys monthly. Have heard my stories. I've only had like 1.5 three yeah, ways.
No, I get it.
At this point,
that's cute.
I love how when I first saw the story at the end, you guys were like, "Oh, that's cool." Now I'm just cute. With
that's adorbs.
Oh, you rookie.
That's adorbs.
I give you credit. I told you could call it too.
Yeah, you okay? Well, see, she gave you credit.
It wasn't me, but I did give you credit to the story.
Well you
hold on. Here's a question: is the new one here down with the threesomes?
You ask her.
I just did.
Kelsey?
I have no comment at this time.
Fair Kelsey. Enough.
Okay, that means yes.
Yeah, we all know what that means.
High five. Good for you, Dutch. Congratulations. I'm very happy for you,
thank
sir.
You, my friend.
That's a winner. I would like to thank her also for being cool, because it's very, very hard to find cool women. And no offense, women, but most of you just suck.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
It really is.
Yeah, except for our friends. Our friends are cool, obviously. Yes.
Well,
obviously.
Mitch, you and Sherry...
No, I don't think she's down for.
Oh, dude, yes, those. She's such
she's
a lesbian.
So lesbian, you
she's
such,
so gay.
If you don't know it, it's because
you
you're
have
not
the
noticing.
Gayest girlfriend I've ever met my entire
so gay.
She's so gay.
Sorry, but yeah, she maybe not right now. You know what it is? It's
she
in there.
Was so no. boxed, dude.
Dutch, and here's
no
what it
offense
is.
To you, but yes,
it's in there, so Dutch. No, Dutch. This
I'd
is
be
like
there with her.
No, this is like how Marie was years ago. It's in there. It just it'll come out eventually. It just it's in there though. I could tell it's in there. Don't worry about it. The force is strong in her. The force is strong in her.
Sherry is a very lovely woman, and she's very fun.
Marie agrees.
And I enjoy her.
Marie's already working on it. You see, you hear that? Marie's already trying. Don't even lie to me, Marie.
I love this show. It's the only show Sherry's not on.
She's listening.
Oh, I know she's listening. She's probably going to sext you.
Is she awake? Tell her to get on mic.
She's very sick.
She just got home a little bit ago.
She's
in bed.
She's very tired.
Sherry, we know you're a great big old carpet munching dyke. We know it. Just get on mic. You love box up and in your face and your butthole.
That is not the same thing.
It's not the same thing?
It's not the same.
Maybe I don't know how this thing works.
You really don't understand this, do you?
You do not understand the nuances. And the variables.
I try to put her box in my butthole all the time. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work as a fit?
No.
Lestastic!
Oops. Hey, smokers. You stink.
All right, good. A commercial.
What the fuck just happened?
Did nothing, we just go to commercial
nothing
break?
Takes the sexy away like
I'm
Hammy's
sorry,
voice.
That was my fault.
Yeah, well, speaking Hammy's of sexy, voice. Can we get to this vibrator
yes,
Christmas story?
It was a night before Christmas. And all through the house, reading it on a Sibian. Which, by the way, Sibian, something else, is a very good machine.
Hold on. A chick is reading.
Oh, we should probably explain what a Sibian is.
Several great chicks.
Do you guys know what a Sibian is, right?
It's the jet airplane of vibrators.
Right.
It's basically like a saddle. It's some kind of like a horse type of setup. You
no,
set up like on your bed.
It's ridiculous. It smells afterwards. Like if you put a condom on it, it smells like burnt rubber. Like,
well, for basically for the listeners, it's like this big vibrating device that looks like a saddle you put on your bed, yeah. And has like you can either have a dildo or whatever kind of attachment.
Comes
you want.
With a bunch of it's $1,500,
and it vibrates nonstop. And girls ride it, and they swear off men afterwards because it's that good.
All right.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my God.
Chicks trying to ride the Sibian reading this.
How much I would love every girl in MLR to try this.
I love the fact that she took the time to dress up in a Santa outfit.
I want every girl in MLR to try this.
Before Christmas. Me too.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh my gosh.
And guys.
It's a very expensive idea. Oh, did that woman already give up?
Spoken in my life. It was the night before Christmas when all through the house that a creature was staring. Not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care,
in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon will be there.
Oh, that feels really good.
The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I and my cat, had just settled our brains for a long winter's
They're
nap.
They're so hot.
Wait, is this even inserted, or are they just on like
No, they're sitting on it. They're not. They're sitting on
going
the
out on the
clit one.
Yeah.
It could be either or.
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a...
Oh, they just turned it up.
Oh, they turned up the speed. Oh, they turned up the speed.
Turning it up
like
her.
A flash. Tore open the shutters and threw open the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow. I need a drink. Gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering
this is so
eyes
hot,
should
oh,
appear.
Oh god, I love
but
this.
A miniature sleigh.
I was watching this at work today and I had to turn it off.
It's too hot.
And
I was watching
tiny
it on my phone.
Like,
I can't
with
do
a little driver, so lively and quick. Can you buy me one? More rapid, very, very rapid. Then eagles, his course, they came. And he whistled and shadowed and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer.
This girl seems to not be able to take it very well.
On Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall.
You can really tell the girls are like
dash away,
a lot
dash
more
away.
Sensitive
than
those.
Yeah.
Dash away. Aw.
Oh, she's
so
about
up
to come.
The house, top the courses, they flew. With the sleigh full of toys. Fun toys. And St. Nicholas, too.
Jesus.
That girl's improv.
She's about to come, this one.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. Oh my god, I feel so good.
This one can't take it.
As I drew
this
my
is so
head,
hot.
I was turning around. Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with
I
the
feel
mask.
Like such a creep,
he
but this is so hot.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his
amazing
foot.
Concept.
And his clothes were all starting to... There's ashes and soot.
Oh, God, so hot.
A bundle of toys was flung on his back.
I love her.
And he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheek were like roses, like mine right now. His nose like a cherry. Up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as snow. He had a broad face and a little round belly.
This is my favorite.
She's so funny. She can't even stand up straight or sit up straight. She keeps falling over.
Oh, oh my god. Okay. That shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He's chubby and plump.
This one, I think, is just perpetually coming.
Look, I know we've been playing this video for a long time, and it's 5 minutes, but do you guys want me to stop? Because I don't want
no,
to stop.
No, you keep going to the end of the fucking show.
Everyone say keep going.
Keep going.
Stop talking. Everybody
just keep going. Just keep going.
Jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. How many more pages are in here? Oh my god. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head. Soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but oh my god, went straight to his work.
This girl can't even.
And filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
She's trying to be a theater major.
Finger,
she's just coming all over the place.
Oh my god, it's so hot.
God, the chimney rose. He sprung to his sleigh to give the steam a whistle. In a way, they all flew like the down of the thistle. But I heard him explain ere he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all and to all a good night. I can't feel my vagina.
Hey guys, make sure you subscribe
oh,
to our channel because we're going to be doing crazier things.
Yeah. That's okay. Out of everyone that I was watching, I'm pretty sure those two girls enjoyed it the most.
So
they
hot.
Loved it.
So hot. So
how
hot.
Great.
Like the other women looked like they were fighting the orgasm.
So hot.
And those two girls were just riding it.
It's like, fuck it. This is the bit I'm going to ride all the way
down. He kept
that is awesome.
He kept the keepers for the ending. That was fun.
That was great. I was so turned.
I would listen to more Christmas stories
Kelsey,
like that.
I'm reserved on it, but.
I'll take care of it.
Hey.
What?
This is uncomfortable now. Maria, why are you better? Oddly enough, I'm playing that.
I know.
I'm better than you because I know what that feels like.
Oh, the Sibian? You've tried it before?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good for you. Royce, Sibian, fan?
Oh, yeah, and she did the big boy attachment,
too.
No,
I'm talking about you.
I love it in my butt.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because my girlfriend is a gee, apparently.
Oh, dude, big time Bucks muncher. She loves it. Huge time. And I am better than you because I actually brought the Menemist, not Mennonite term.
Not Metroid. Metroid. That's what Metroid. It is. It was the thing that shot
a
laser.
You screwed me up so much, I forgot what the term was.
Metroid. Yeah, it was Samus Aran.
Menemist!
Was a space bounty hunter who would shoot a laser arm.
She was a girl, though.
Are you sure?
She ended up being a girl. That's the difference.
Which is hot. Would you think she should ride a Sibian, too?
Next week on Dutch and Royce, we're going to be doing the year-end botch list like we always do.
Woo!
So don't forget to tune in. We're definitely going to have that. I got a bunch of them. From all of us, on all from spans from both the shows. So, and then we might have like a mini super show. Maybe we'll have a few people call in from other shows, tell us why we suck or why, you know, the favorite moments of whatever. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Don't forget to tune in next week. That's the last show of the year of 2014. Mm-hmm. Anything else, you guys?
Did we ask everyone whether we're better? I think you just asked Marie. You never asked me.
Marie, I asked you.
You never asked me.
Oh, why are you better?
No, forget it. I don't want to do it.
I thought that was your better when you talked about the whole Sibian.
Forget
thing.
It. I don't want to do it now.
That was me.
Forget it. I don't want to do it now.
Oh, I asked him as well.
Forget it. I don't want to do it now.
Did you ask your lady friend in the back over there?
Oh, Kelsey, why are you better than everybody else?
Because you just watched an amazing video and it's going to be nothing. I'm done. Never mind. Stop talking.
Good one.
Mitch.
What?
He already said his.
Stop screaming.
Were you not paying attention or anything?
I was. No, you don't. You have no ground to talk to anybody about paying attention.
I'm on Dutch's side for once. Not this doesn't happen, but I'm on his side. He did ask everyone.
Didn't ask
I did.
He didn't ask me.
You were paying attention.
Yeah, he did because he asked Royce, what are your thoughts on the Sibian?
That's not asking me what's better. That's talking about a topic.
I saw it as
it has to do with you. I did ask him specifically why he was better. I did fuck up a lot tonight, but don't sit there. That's just take away from your fuck up, asshole. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Wow, that's just Merry Christmas, I guess. We're going to scream at each other.
What do you want me to do?
No, it's fine. We're just going to leave all sad. No, it's fine. Forget it. We're gonna leave. No, forget everyone. It. We're going to leave sad. I don't care.
When you have Christmas, think of us.
That's not comfortable.
I hope you enjoy my Christmas card.
Shut it down! Oh, by the way, real quick, hold on. If the video's still on, can I show everybody Royce and Marie's awful Christmas card that they sent everybody?
Amazing.
It's not amazing.
I love
it's
it.
It's the worst screen. Royce and Marie are obviously not in the same picture when these things were taken.
We are.
Yuki.
We are in the same picture.
I'll show you the original.
You have the worst forced perspective. Dude, that is the worst, hands down, the worst Christmas card, and I love it.
You haven't seen mine yet.
Okay. I cannot wait because this is hands down the worst, and I'm never going to have this thing leave any fridge I live in.
Yay!
It's going to be in every fridge I have from here on out, even when my kids are older.
It's pretty good.
Yuki is so unhappy.
She does not want to be there.
That was like take number 10.
Yeah, it was
like
10 takes.
She was super cute on like takes 1 through 3.
And then this point, she's like, get the fucking sweater off me.
She's like, I hate this. I hate everything about this.
So in the meantime, Merry Christmas, everybody. Well, obviously, we'll be on before Christmas. Or, no.
No, Christmas is in 2 days.
I am done.
It's Thursday morning.
All right. Well, we'll be here before New Year's. So
I would have done a hippo juice, but no one else wants to do one with me, so forget it.
New Year's Eve, I'm not going to be here.
Not New Year's Eve. I meant tomorrow.
I don't want to do it.
See, Marie wants to do it. She's all for it.
You heard not doing it. All right, we'll see you guys next week, DNR. I'm saving my phone on a big booty. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it. Gotta save my phone on a big booty. I'm never going to speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you touch.
talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me.